in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
And now a star is born. On July 28th, 1964, the world welcomed little baby Lori Loughlin. Oh, she's so cute. And she's gonna be so smart. Oh, honey, I will do everything I can to get you into the best colleges. And I mean anything. Lori Loughlin, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four. Stand by for news.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. Attorney General Bill Barr testifying before the House Judiciary Committee today, defending the deployment of Justice Department law enforcement members to U.S. cities like those protecting a federal courthouse in Portland.
What unfolds nightly around the courthouse cannot reasonably be called protest. It is, by any objective measure, an assault on the government of the United States.
Barr also rejecting criticism he's used his office to protect President Trump. The Democratic National Committee is out with new rules for those attending next month's convention in Milwaukee.
You'll have to wear a mask, though goggles and a face shield are preferred. You'll have to consent to daily coronavirus tests and social distancing. Attendees will also have to self-isolate for a minimum of 72 hours before coming to Milwaukee.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, the Republican convention is also scaled back dramatically because of the pandemic. America is listening to Fox News.
Nasty funk. My dirty feet, they freaking reek. Man, I really need a shower. Ooh, I smell. Got that summer smell. Awful smell. My odor will offend you.
Minutes after four, deodorant sales are down big time, I guess because people don't have to, they're working from home. Nobody cares if you stink up the family, but
you still sweat at home. I always put on deodorant.
Yes, I make a habit of it as well, even when I'm just hanging around.
Yeah, I mean, you sweat, you get hot, even inside the house sometimes, if you're working hard.
Yeah, like me.
Or sleeping hard, you know. Sometimes when you sleep and you cover up with a cover and you forget it's not all that cool and you wake up and you're sweating.
All right, Hyla told us about a Colorado city that ran Antifa right out of town. See, and this is going to happen in places where Antifa isn't paying attention, but doesn't understand how the locals feel. You know, they roll over. Obviously, they roll over in Seattle and Portland. They're scared to death there. That's how the Nazis came into power. Maybe if we just give them what they want, they'll leave us alone. And how'd that work out? While they were loading up the boxcars. So I guess this is a Hodge Twins video. And let's see how this goes. We have to hit the dump button. These guys on horseback, man, they're just shagging them out. Herding them out of town. I want to keep the volume down on this because there may be unpleasant language. Oh, and the citizens are cheering on the cowboys that are doing this. And I'm telling you, there's going to be more of this if you know, you can get away with it in Seattle and Portland because God knows what they're drinking there. But I just love this. Cowboys. So where are the, get out of town, don't come back, blah, blah, blah. I don't see the Hodge twins here. Nope. Isn't that what she said? Hodge twins?
Yeah.
Well, they're not on that video. You know how bad, as you age, at some point in life, you have to reconcile with the day that you need glasses to read a book?
Yes.
I just had one of those horrible moments. I went to the vending machine because it's milk chocolate day and I wanted to celebrate.
Ah.
So I, and I had a dollar. I got to tell you, this is the skankiest dollar I've ever put into a vending machine. This dollar, I don't know where it's been or what it's done. It probably has COVID. God only knows.
Did it spit it out?
The first time. I turned it around and accepted it the second time. But the thing was, I thought, hey, Three Musketeers, that looks good. That's 40% less fat than regular candy bars. Then I put my glasses on so I could read the number that you have to punch in to get what you want. And it's not a Three Musketeers bar. It's a Baby Ruth. Since when did Baby Ruth go to the silver wrapper? I got a Kit Kat instead. And do I feel guilty about this? Absolutely, I do. Absolutely, I do.
But not for long.
No. 8 minutes after four. I do want to play some Tucker this afternoon.
Yeah, I like Tucker.
Let's see if there's any more news on baseball. They've had a, the Marlins have had a rough day. The rest of the sport is going on business as usual, but the Miami Marlins will not play again until Monday until they figure out who's got the COVID and whether these tests are even accurate. Can you imagine if they come back and all these people that tested positive are suddenly negative? They can't play. They have to wait another 24 hours before they can test it again to make sure they're really negative. I don't think they know what the hell they're doing with this thing. I really don't. At the end, you're going to have congressional investigations and all kinds of crap based on unreliability of testing kits and yada, yada, yada. Just more of what's been a pretty sucko year. You know what? And since we're, let's remember years that we experienced great happiness. And some of those happies are preserved on things like 8 or 16 millimeter film or VHS cassettes or old formats. And you would like to save them to something permanent where they won't further degrade. Because those types of things, even photos, certain types of photos, not digital photos, but photos that were taken to Walgreens and with that, you know, same day service, that was a big deal back in the day. Those start to degrade as soon as you get them. So if you've got special memories that you want to preserve in a format that will not degrade, Dan Black Studios, there's only a few days left in the month, 50% off on these services. And that includes 8 16-millimeter transfers, VHS, and it could also repair a VHS tape. I know I've got a couple. I've got to find them. I haven't had time, but I've got a couple of VHS cassettes that I know had family video on them, and they got bound up in the... Those VHS machines were notorious for that. But I saved them because of what was on them. And I found out from Dan Black himself that, yes, they can repair those tapes so you can preserve the memories on those as well. So call them at 2796-036, 2796-036. Dan Black Studios is a real first-rate media operation. If you ever have the need to produce a video for corporate purposes, to celebrate somebody's birthday, somebody's anniversary, what a great gift. They can do that for you. 279-6036 or visit danblackstudios.net. Josie.
Hi, Greg. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. What brings you to the phone, Josie?
Well, I just saw that video.
You saw what video?
The one in Colorado.
Oh, yeah. With the, yeah, isn't that great?
They were herding them like a herd of cattle.
Yep. Whiny-ass little bitches just getting their asses run out of town. I love it.
But it wasn't very family-friendly, so.
Yeah. Did you see the Hodge twins? This is where
that's looking at.
That's what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And the language isn't the best?
Not really.
Okay. Oh! Okay, so, well, here's the thing. I've got the Hodge twins. There's just no... I don't see the Hodge twins on it anywhere.
Hmm.
And I'm scrolling the video at the bottom, and they don't make an appearance in the one I have, even though it's listed under them. Anyway, yeah, let's see more of that.
Yes, for sure.
Law and order, baby. It works. 412-272-9228 is the number. I think we'll roll call today.
Yay.
Since there doesn't seem to be much else. David Blackman will, he was unable to join us today. Maybe tomorrow, but I have to find out if Larry Stevens can be here tomorrow. So I don't know what the hell's going on. And it's my show. Not very good.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Auburn University has announced that commencement ceremonies have been postponed indefinitely. School officials say recent travel restrictions and concerns with large crowds led to the decision. However, family members can visit campus Saturday, August 8th to celebrate their graduates. Linden City Schools have announced students will do virtual learning for the upcoming fall semester. It comes as the number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise in Marengo County and statewide. Beginning this Saturday, Alabama bars and restaurants will not be able to serve alcohol past 11 p.m. The rule requires all ABC licensees to cease the service and sale of alcohol between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m., with on-premise consumption to end at 11:30 p.m. The Alabama Alcoholic Beverage Control Board approved the emergency order Monday to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
It is 4:15. We've had some showers come through, kind of isolated, but to the south and west, currently down, coming up through Greenville, Monroeville, and that area headed this way, I would say in about a half an hour, there's a pretty big cluster of some red cell thunderstorms. So expect those around 4:42. Here's Tiger.
Yes, sir. How you doing, brother?
You sound like you're in a tin can.
Yeah.
Are you there?
All right.
We lost you, Tiger.
Jim?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I've got something a little light.
Good.
I'm not going to get into the politics. Greg, I know you're a big Three Stooges.
Can't get lighter than that, man.
In fact, I enjoyed it this weekend, man. They had some good Three Stooges on this weekend.
Yeah, Saturday's the top five on MeTV.
Yeah. You know, and I didn't realize, and some people, you know it, but some people know, you know, the original Three Stooges were Shemp, Moe, and Larry. Curly wasn't one of the original.
Right.
He came on about 2 years later, but I was reading about it. And then I saw some pictures, you know, Curly retired after he had a stroke, and I saw a couple of pictures. One, he was with his daughter,
yep.
And he had lost a little weight, but he had a full head of hair. He had a full head of hair when he threw his hair back. And then I saw a clip from that 47 movie, Hold That Lion, in which he was in the movie as a cameo.
Yeah, he was under the hat.
And it was the only time. Ow. Yeah, all three of the Howard or Horowitz, with their real last name, was brothers, were together.
Yeah.
But he looked good in that movie. You know, he'd lost some weight, but he looked good with that full head of hair. It was kind of weird to see him sitting there on that damn like that, and the other three Stooges standing around, and that was, I didn't realize that they had appeared in the movie
together. All those guys died from strokes, hits to the head.
Yeah.
You got to wonder. And Curly was a big drinker. He had a lot of women issues because for the act, he had to do the bald head and keep the weight on, and that didn't work for him in real life.
Yeah.
So poor guy had a lot of issues, and he died about 4 years after that thing was made.
Yeah, he didn't. He was married several times. Now the other Stooges were married for life. They all married one woman and
they lived out their lives. Very stable guys. But one interesting little factoid on Larry, who was, by the way, a concert violinist. He got slapped in the face so many times that they were making those shorts. That he had calluses on the right side of his face.
Goodness.
That's a lot of slapping.
Man. Yeah, but it was, I'll tell you what, you can't, if you want something to distract you from what's going on, man, just watching those guys.
You're not kidding, man.
Oh, a funny man.
I'm just glad. I'm glad I grew up during that period.
They should make a comeback. The Stooges should make it come.
One of us is crazy, and it's not you.
You got it. Thanks for the call.
Anyway, I found that very interesting. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Yeah. All right, so we have 23 baseball fans, one Stooge fan making notes here.
You got more than one Stooge fan.
For future programming references.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a situation where we could see some tropical downpours the next couple of days, with showers and thunderstorms more numerous than normal. And they could happen any hour of the day or night, but they're most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, fading out at night. The low temperature tonight falls to the mid-70s. Tomorrow's high temperature in the upper 80s, held down by clouds, which scattered the numerous storms again. But I think by later in the week, around Thursday and Friday, we'll get back to a more routine situation. You know, scattered random storms here and there and highs in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, keeping an eye on the roads for you this afternoon. We have a lot of outbound traffic on the 31s now. Good bit of traffic outbound on Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway. Taylor Road, very busy from Atlanta Highway all the way down to Troy Highway. Troy Highway, extremely busy outbound this afternoon, and we still have those red lights out on the East South Boulevard between Troy Highway and Norman Bridge. We understand they've contacted the power company, and they are working on those problems there. Please be cautious wherever you are this afternoon. We have no accidents in us to pass along to you at this time, but it is very busy on all the roads in Montgomery right now throughout the city. Well, new Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhart Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit the showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
More teens on the road, more road congestion, more work zones, and hotter pavement are just a few things you could face on the road this summer. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe and enjoy your summer.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
This is going to hit the fan.
Yeah, it is. It did, and it will. This is the roll call.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to have something.
For shizzle.
If you want to be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Yeah, man.
You got to have something.
Man.
I came from Alabama to see some naked people.
When did you discover that you were so beautiful?
One of us is crazy and it's not you.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Nice.
Cause that zero is too cold for me.
Where's the beat?
I'm not trying to be your high.
Let's get nuts!
Cause that minus is too low to see.
You have made a few minor mistakes here and there, but you'll find basically this is a very professionally run radio station.
That was funny.
You are a meathead.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And I'm not stuck.
Roy!
Believe you me.
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier in the war.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Men are all alike. 7 or 8 quick ones and you're off with a boy. The boasty brat. You better keep your mouth shut.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
I'm dying out of here.
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
No!
You
gotta have something.
She's a tool.
If you wanna be with me.
You and my brother, I put myself up for adoption.
Oh, someone's in a mood.
What is wrong with you?
So much crap, they had to start a second pile.
Gotta have something.
Alright, we get points off for a rerun. Judges, I'll await your scores through Facebook messengers or whatever device. Tomorrow after the show, we will go to Baumhauer's. We will not live in fear. President's doing an update. We'll keep you posted if any major bombs drop there. After the show, in the meantime, you got two Baumhauer's options in town. Now that he has rebranded the downtown location, his latest concept, Wing Fingers. Fresh, delicious, for dipping, for salads, sandwiches, crinkle-cut fries. That was yesterday's winning word. Tomorrow morning, we will have a more traditional winning word. Today, we had to go with occipital neuralgia. It was a thing on the show. Tomorrow, we'll keep it simple for you. But we do that winning word thing between 6 and 9 in the morning, and you redeem it in the afternoon, and I did it early this afternoon, so I didn't forget. But we did give away lunch for two at Wing Fingers, and I hope if you work downtown, it's underground parking, air conditioning, you don't have to break a sweat. The service is swift, so if you're on a limited time budget, you don't have to worry about running late. Great Baumhauer service. Try Wing Fingers. The new location, 201 Union in the RSA Center. And tomorrow night we'll be at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. Right after the show. It's 426.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Ah!
Call me a piece of junk.
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours, and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at CTEOutdoorPower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right. We also specialize in ductwork and airflow, too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Do you know the proper way to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in your office? We do. We're Jana King, the king of clean for over 30 years, and we've developed comprehensive programs to address proper cleaning and disinfection. We have experience in applying disinfecting programs in hospitals, office buildings, schools, and other venues. Now we're ready to help and able to assist customers that need disinfecting services. Go to JanieKingCleans.com now to learn more. That's JanieKingCleans.com.
Jana King, the king of clean.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here at the latest on the fake coin shortage is Menthol Meredith. It is fake.
Well, apparently there's a nationwide coin shortage, but I'm about to solve all that. You see, there are two things I got a surplus of. Cartons of menthols and coins. Oh, I got a buttload of coins. Oh, I got a bunch of pennies because whenever I divorced Skeeter, the judge decided he had to give me half of all his money. Oh, he was madder than a wet hornet about it. So he showed up at the courthouse with $221, all in pennies. Oh, and I got a bunch of quarters because whenever I divorced Radon, he had to give me child support each month. And since he ran illegal slot machines out of the back of a truck stop, each month I'd just get a horse feed bag filled to the brim with quarters that smelled like diesel fuel and corn dogs. Okay, I gotta go. I'm trying to get to the bank early, and I still gotta dig some more holes in the yard to find out where I hid all these dang coins.
Well, it released a photo of the suspect in that Trump supporter shooting death in Milwaukee. You wouldn't even know that story happened if you were watching any network but Fox.
I didn't hear anything about it.
Horrible story. For carrying a Donald Trump sign. That is a death sentence in the United States now because the media is totally down with it, man. Totally down with it. All right, so thanks to Mark Cumbie, we have the Hodge twins. And this is about a BLM protester shot in Austin, Texas. It's said to be clean.
Man, this has been a horrible weekend for some people.
Yeah, especially protesters. Not for us, though. Yeah. We had a blast.
Had a great weekend.
You'll be amazed if you just follow law and order and you treat people with kindness.
Yeah.
You treat one another good. How much fun and peace you can have.
Yeah, respect. Treat people with respect.
That's all you have to do.
It always worked for us. You protesters, y'all should take notes.
Yeah.
But there was this man down in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
He lost his life during a I wouldn't even call it a protest, but that's what the news, that's how the news is spinning it. It's really an insurrection. Yeah. Listen at Gail King.
Peaceful protests across the country were upended by violence over the weekend.
Yeah.
Clashes erupted in multiple cities. The protests focused around police brutality were seemingly inflamed by President Trump's plans to deploy more federal agents.
You hear that bullcrap?
The violence undermines their message.
Oh,
in Austin, Texas, one man was killed during a march there. Carter Evans has been following the unrest.
Oh, is that what it is?
Footage uploaded to Facebook captures the moments shots rang out in downtown Austin. About 100 people were marching at the time. One of them, 28-year-old Garrett Foster, was killed. Police say Foster, who had protested regularly since the death of George Floyd, was legally carrying an AK-47 at the time. He and other protesters, according to authorities, surrounded a car after the driver turned aggressively toward demonstrators. The driver opened fire, striking Foster before speeding away. The driver later called 911 and claims Foster pointed a rifle at them before they fired in return.
What are you supposed to do when you're surrounded by assholes in downtown Austin and a guy standing there with a legally owned AK-47, according to CBS's Gail King? You're supposed to just sit there and wait to get killed? Good Lord!
Gail, CBS News, peaceful. Girl, you should look up the word peaceful.
Yeah, you need a Webster's Dictionary, man.
You need... Obviously, you do not know what the definition of peaceful is.
Yeah, you don't got to go to the library and actually buy it. You can get an app for your phone, man. You can double-check everything.
Yeah, I actually got the definition right here. It's pretty simple, but I got it pulled up just to make sure I don't make any mistakes. You know why? Because I'm responsible, Gail. And we are professionals. We are responsible, professional journalists. I mean, I know the... Your producers write everything out and you're reading a teleprompter, but
Gail, you're the face. You're the one that's spitting out this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold you accountable, not to your producer. I'm hold you responsible. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, she did. You know, she looks at it with that Stepford Wife anchor woman. Mostly peaceful. If you watch the video, Austin. And here's the sad thing about Austin, which is another city that has turned itself over to extremely liberal elected officials. That's the city Elon Musk is fleeing to. Don't go there. Don't go to Austin. Go somewhere in, you know, like, Fort Worth, where you really be appreciated. And you don't have to worry about this crap going on. Just unbelievable, man. So this guy, I don't think he's being charged. I don't see how they can. Peaceful ends when you are menacing somebody who's just trying to drive from point A to point B, and you're surrounding their car, threatening them. And this guy, this protester, well, good. You legally own an AK-47, but what does that have to do with a protest? I don't see the connection. So, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. Jerk off. No sympathy. Sorry. I don't mean to sound cold. No sympathy. Not here. Clark City Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I'll tell you what, with these relentlessly hot days. Now, here's the good news. We're getting close to the end of July. August isn't going to be a whole lot cooler, maybe a degree or so. But the days... As we get into August, the days will be getting shorter.
And Leon's getting larger.
Clark's cannot help Leon with his size issue. But they can make sure that your system makes it through these hot days, runs efficiently, and keeps your electric costs to a minimum. And is on call in case something happens. Anything that's a machine. It's one of the lessons you learn in life. From the time your toys break as a little kid. Anything that's man-made can crap out. It's just the way it is. But having a crew like Clark's available at a phone call away, 277-2125, that's peace of mind. Same thing for plumbing. Look, if it's Sunday morning, and you walk into the living room and you see the wall is wet, that's not something you want to wait till Monday to fix. You want to call Clark's right away. 277-2125. Clark's Club members get discounts on repairs, parts, and labor, by the way. Just an extra benefit. Plus the two annual tune-ups to your HVAC unit. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Traffic at 436.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic still have a problem with traffic lights out on the East-South Boulevard from Troy Highway down to Norman Bridge. Good bit of congestion. Troy Highway outbound, also 231 outbound. 31s are loading up this afternoon. Outbound traffic congestion, Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway, also Taylor Road and I-65 and 85. Moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents in dust to pass along to you at this time. Dodge Produce brings the Chilton County peaches straight from their farm to you and whip up some fantastic homemade peach ice cream as well. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, right next to the Waffle House. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hey, this is Mike from Owens Optical in Eastbrook. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and doing so has dramatically increased our business. The sales and production staff are some of the best I've ever worked with. Thanks, Blue Water, for all you do for us.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Beginning this Saturday, Alabama bars and restaurants will not be able to serve alcohol past 11 p.m. The rule requires all ABC licensees to cease the service and sale of alcohol between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m., with on-premise consumption to end at 11:30 p.m. The Alabama Alcoholic Beverage Control Board approved the emergency order Monday to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Auburn University has announced that commencement ceremonies have been postponed indefinitely. School officials say recent travel restrictions and concerns with large crowds led to the decision. However, family members can visit campus Saturday, August 8th to celebrate their graduates. Linden City Schools have announced students will do virtual learning for the upcoming fall semester. It comes as the number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise in Marengo County and statewide. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a situation where we could see some tropical downpours the next couple of days, with showers and thunderstorms more numerous than normal. And they could happen any hour of the day or night, but they're most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, fading out at night. The low temperature tonight falls to the mid-70s. Tomorrow's high temperature in the upper 80s, held down by clouds, which scattered the numerous storms again. But I think by later in the week, around Thursday and Friday, we'll get back to a more routine situation. You know, scattered random storms here and there, and highs in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Did coronavirus ruin your vacation plans this year?
Yep, we wanted to relax in Cabo San Lucas, but now we can't go.
Well, turn that frown upside down. Introducing Backyard Vacations.
Backyard Vacations?
We bring the vacation to your backyard.
That sounds great.
Tropical drinks.
Nice.
Sun poisoning.
Wait, what?
A $42 turkey club sandwich.
That doesn't sound right.
You'll be picked up by a taxi driver screaming in a language you don't understand, driving you through a dangerous neighborhood.
Why would we leave the house?
We've even adapted your tap water. Careful, your stomach's not used to it.
Stay away from the faucet, Barbara!
Backyard Vacations. Let yours begin today.
All right, we will be catching up with Drake Quill a little bit later. Trump denies riff with Dr. Fauci. Good. I have a riff with Dr. Fauci, but he doesn't seem to really care one way or the other. I wanted to play a little of this Tucker clip on political violence and attack on America itself, but for some reason, when you move the cursor, it's almost like I have to sneak up on the video clip with the cursor to hit the start, because every time you move the cursor, it goes deeper into the thing. So let's just start the damn thing.
That's our system. The weak are supposed to have as much power over the government as the strong. And that is the basis of our equality as Americans, something that we should cherish and protect. Political violence immediately short-circuits this. It ends democracy. Violence instead returns us to the most primitive of all systems, one in which might makes right. People who hurt others get to do exactly what they want. Everyone else has to obey them. There is no greater threat to civilization than this, and we used to understand that because it's obvious. But things have changed. The people who run this country are no longer shocked by political violence. They welcome it. They slyly encourage it. They are its beneficiaries. They tell us the only real crimes are thought crimes. It's okay to set fires or smash strangers in the face with 2x4s, so long as you are chanting the correct slogans. If you're on the right team, everything is allowed. But if you dare to dissent from the orthodoxy, you will be swiftly punished. Go ahead and express the wrong opinion. Try it in a meeting. Try it on Facebook. They will find you. You'll lose your job, your reputation, possibly even your life. The message they're sending you is very clear. Americans are not equal anymore. There are two standards in this country, one standard for them and a very different standard for you. Over the weekend, we saw exactly what they will excuse from their own supporters. Armed mobs of Joe Biden voters torched buildings, smashed cars, attacked police officers. They rioted. They hurt people, a lot of people. And the media, watching closely, lied about all of it. They pretended it didn't happen. They made excuses for it. They buried the truth in euphemism. The liars of the New York Times described the riots as, quote, protests. As if the violence was justified or could be justified. Here's the truth about what happened. Here's what actually happened in Seattle over the weekend. Take a look.
Sounds peaceful to me, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We're waiting for him to come back. It's staggering the number of people that are involved in this day after day. It must be how they make a living. That's the only thing I can think of.
On fire!
Protests. No, these were not protests. These were scenes from war. The rioters threw rocks, bottles, wood, explosives at police. One explosion left an 8-inch hole in a police precinct. Because no lie is too absurd for CNN to tell, the network described violence against police as, quote, a demonstration against police violence. Got that? It's a perfect inversion of the truth worthy of 1984. Ignorance is strength, freedom is slavery, war is peace. They repeat it because they expect you to believe it, and no doubt some do. The Seattle Police Department gamely tried to push back by releasing actual body cam footage of the violence. It's not clear how many people saw it, so we're going to show some of you. We're going to show some of it to you right here. A total of 59 police officers were injured in this demonstration against police violence. CNN would like you to believe they attacked themselves. They did not. Not in Seattle, not anywhere. In Oakland, mobs with helmets and shields attacked a police station. They shot cops with fireworks. They set fire to a courthouse. Here are pictures of it.
I've seen enough.
Yeah, and most of those places, the police officers are being told to stand down. They can't take any weapons that are going to do bodily harm or anything like that. I think the police chief in Seattle...
If this were happening in one place, like one city had this issue with thousands of... Here's the scary part. This is happening in so many big towns, mostly run by Democrats or right. left-wing nuts like Seattle and Portland. And they are, as Tucker said, silently sanctioning this. What's frightening is this isn't a handful of crazies. These are thousands of people dedicated to destruction. It is an army. It is not protesters. And they're going to do it in the wrong... Colorado. They got lucky there because the horseback riding militia, not the police, the local militia led them out and said, not here, nicely. What's coming is the event that's going to become the flashpoint for the worst. And that is Antifa is going to do something and invite an attack back that's going to leave a lot of people dead. And then they'll use that for political purposes, because they don't care. They don't care. They don't think like the rest of us. They don't. And sadly, if we don't pay attention, it's your house they'll be dividing up to give to other people because it's not fair that you have more than they do, you see. What day is Dr. Zhivago on this week? Can you check?
Sure.
TCM.com schedule. We may have missed it, but if you want to see what happens when the Bolsheviks, which is what these people are, let's call them what they are, they're Bolsheviks. When they get their way and they intimidate and menace and silence people with their violence, the next step is fairness, but it's not a fairness that you're going to appreciate. If you have had a struggle during these uncertain times, seriously, some people have taken income hits and so forth. Don't lose your home in the middle of all this. Use your home to help you get through it and refi. Interest rates are... So, we had a guy that called last week thanking Morris Capuano for his help in getting a VA down. It's below 3%. Not all loans are at that level, but if you want the lowest available rate and a guy will work hard to get it for you, Morris Capuano is your guy. I always say this, perfectly temperamentally suited to navigate, especially for first-time home buyers. I can tell you this. If you're renting, you can own for less per month and have a better place. 99% of the time, that's the case. You don't have to have a ton of money to put down. You have to have a perfect credit score. Morris and his partnership with Renaissance Bank has programs available to help people. So if you're ready for home ownership, call them at 409-9300 and get approved. Doesn't mean you have to buy a house. Just means you have the leverage you need to go buy a house when you're ready because you've been approved up to a certain amount. and that gives you all the leverage in negotiating a buying price. That's Morris Capuano, 409-9300 with Renaissance Banquet, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 88697.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Faces filled with joy and cheer. What a magical time of year. Howdy ho, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Put your Viking helmet on. Spread that mayonnaise on the lawn. Don't you know?
I play that since we, there they are again, defund the police. I should consider doing something else in the afternoons. Maybe I will open that little restaurant, because I know when things are like they are, people want to eat crap food, and boy, I could whip up some heart attack specials. At least give people a moment's peace while they're eating a lot more bacon and cheese and other stuff that you really should, you know, like anything else, eat in moderation, right? I feel so alone today, even with Rosie here.
Why is that, Greg?
Well, it's obviously on me. I keep thinking that one day I'm going to walk in here and everything's going to be okay. Hey, let's go back to doing the silly old shows like we used to. Let's see. Miles, Mike, hey, Cardinal fans, you lost one of your best pitchers today, sorry to say, but at least your team is still playing games. I'm really praying that baseball can navigate this. I don't think it's a surprise that one team, the Marlins in particular, have an outbreak, and it's probably because one of the a self-centered jerk on the team went out and got exposed and then brought it back and shared the joy of his infection with a lot of other teammates before they caught it. So they're not playing anything until Monday. So we got teams that will have to sit on their butts this coming weekend because the Marlins can't play. It's weird. It's just the weirdest sports season ever. But I must say, I don't know. Maybe you can talk me out of it. I don't see football getting played. I just don't. I think they know that this is going to be the ton of bricks decision. Canceling the football. And they got to make it soon.
Yeah.
they got to make this decision soon. Isn't college football supposed to start like a month from today?
Pretty quick.
The first game. I mean, just, unless you have heard something with a contrasting or opposing view, feel free to share it, but I just don't see it happening right now. It is 4:56. We're going to check traffic. We got Fox News coming up. Brant will join us. Jacqueline next hour. We're determined to have some fun before it's all said and done.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we are still having some problems with lights out on the East South Boulevard this afternoon, Troy Highway to Norman Bridge. Other than that, we've got light to mostly moderate traffic around the boulevard. I-65 and 85 roll limit, the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. Very busy, though, down at the interchange. We've got outbound traffic, Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway, a little bit busy there, as well as Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, all the way over to Vaughan. The 31s are loading up. It's going to get a little bit more busy as the 5 o'clock crowd gets off work shortly. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated throughout the afternoon. During these times of social distancing, the Vance Law Firm can handle your case by phone or thevancelawfirm.com. Call 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
More teens on the road, more road congestion, more work zones, and hotter pavement are just a few things you could face on the road this summer. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe and enjoy your summer.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River, sucking up fresh oysters, cooking you up fresh seafood. We've got an RV park down here. You can bring your trailer down here and stay with us for a few days or a couple of weeks or however long you want to stay. You can also come down here and rent you a pontoon boat, have a good time. And let's talk about, remember, when you come in, you're going to have to put a mask on, y'all. But the good thing is, it's not far from the front door to your table. Then you can sit down, take your mask off, and enjoy yourself. So let's not come in and fuss about it no more. Let's just come in and eat some good food, have a good time on the river. And I know everybody, that music moves everybody and kind of makes you soothe you a little bit. I want to share a little music with you. It won't be a soother. I hope you feel soothed now. Y'all get on down here and see you soon.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though